Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm David Marsland, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, scientists can't rule out a UFO crash landed on Mars. But first, Elon Musk's fired the Twitter bird. And one of the most iconic brand names in social media history appears to be cooked. Just after midday on Monday, the iconic Larry T. Bird logo vanished from Twitter to be replaced with an X, just as the man who paid $44 billion for the website said he'd do. He's also changed his profile pic to the new logo, while both he and recently hired CEO Linda Yaccarino have an X icon next to their blue ticks. Responses have ranged from people threatening to quit their accounts to others praising Musk's vision. But what is that vision? The Evening Standard Simon Hunt says there is a master plan.
The day Elon Musk announced he was taking over Twitter last year, he said it was part of plans to build what he called X, an everything app, something that could allow you to do online shopping or book hotels. However, it is a huge gamble. It's not clear at the moment whether Threads has done enough to topple Twitter, but it is clear there is huge user appetite for some kind of new text-based social media app.
Now, thousands of people are making their way out of roads by boat and plane as enormous wildfires rage on an island where temperatures could hit 45 degrees centigrade. The Greek government says the situation is not alarming and tourists not in areas affected by the flames should continue with their plans. The UK government's warning the situation could change very quickly. 19,000 people have already fled and others have been sent to evacuation centres, like British tourist Laura Hall, who spoke to BBC Breakfast.
And all of a sudden, we had alarms going off on our phone. The waiter was saying, stand by. He was just shouting, Mayday, Mayday. So it was just a mad panic. All started packing.
A government minister says a 2030 ban on petrol and diesel cars will remain in place, despite pressure from some Conservatives to review the deadlines. The Tories held the Uxbridge and South Ruislip seat in last week's by-election, with analysts saying voters were resisting the Labour Mayor of London's plans to expand the city's ultra-low emission zone. Foreign Office Minister Andrew Mitchell says it's the right policy to pursue, while the government's vowing to protect consumers from any rising costs coming from green policies. Next, one of the men behind ChatGPT's entered the crypto ring with a service that'll scan your eyeballs to create your ID. Sam Altman, the CEO of the AI chatbot phenomenon, is co-founder of WorldCoin, which has just launched after 3 years of work. The company says a device it calls an orb will analyze users' eyes to construct a unique digital ID, which will help distinguish humans from AI online. Now, green-grown barley may be good for the environment, but is it good enough for Scotland's national drink? Scientists are about to find out. Experts led by Heriot-Watt University in Edinburgh are testing crops grown with eco-friendly fertiliser to see if they can be grown without fossil fuels. They need to see if they can keep nitrogen levels below 1.65% to meet quality standards. Whether they test that by also tasting it is not included in the press release. Let's go to the ads. Coming up, did an alien spacecraft crash on Mars? And a new look for Microsoft 365. Why not hit follow and give us a rating during the break?
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. Microsoft's ditching the mail and calendar apps and switching users to Outlook for Windows. It's part of changes that'll give 365 a new look. The classic Calibri font's getting replaced after a user vote with a new one called Aptos. Now, if you pop into Word and select the Bierstadt font, you'll get an idea of what that'll look like. Other changes include a refresh for Outlook emails, which Microsoft says will make them easier to read and a bit more professional looking. The theme will be rolled out to all new documents, but old ones will stay the same, and you'll be able to revert back to the original style if you want to. No date for the move has been announced. Shares in Ocado shot up this morning after a long-running battle over robot patents ended at the weekend, with the grocery delivery company securing £200 million. Details of the settlement with the warehouse technology company AutoStore, which started the legal action in 2020, remain confidential, but the companies will be able to access parts of each other's patent portfolios for manufacturing purposes. Ocado shares increased by 8% in early morning trading. AutoStore's went down by 7%. And finally, it's probably not, but scientists say they can't rule out a crashed alien spacecraft caused unusual anomalies spotted on the surface of Mars. Bizarre rock formations that look like, but again, probably are not, wheels, an axle and a debris field were spotted in a crater studied by NASA's Curiosity rover. A research paper published in the Journal of Astrobiology says the weird shapes are likely sand spikes caused by seismic activity. But, and I am quoting here, a fragment from an extraterrestrial or terrestrial spacecraft cannot be discounted with absolute certainty. You're up to date. Come back at 4 o'clock for the Leader podcast, which will be looking at the evacuation in Rhodes. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon at 1. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.